You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You're on the BFM Breakfast Show. Kia ora e te whanau. Nice to have you along for the ride. We've got Damien in the studio from Music Helps. Kia ora, Damien. How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, lovely to have you up here. Good time of the year to be chatting about Music Helps because we've got New Zealand Music T-shirt Day tomorrow. It's Music Month here in Aotearoa. There's lots of cool things for people to get involved with supporting the community that generally makes good musical things happen in this country. But let's talk a wee bit about Music Helps. Who is it as a charity?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a trustee of the charity and been involved with for the last 12 years or so. Music Helps is the industry music charity, and we've been set up to essentially give grants and help and support to initiatives and organisations that are using music to help others, primarily. So that could be music therapy in schools or in community groups, working with kids maybe with disabilities or mental health challenges. Also working with an underprivileged kind of community groups as well. Sometimes we get instruments into initiatives around the country, and it's all throughout the country, actually. We give out about 150 grand a year in small grants to initiatives right the way through the country. It's small micro kind of grants, sometimes bigger ones, but it's about 35-40 different initiatives around the country receive
awesome.
That support.
And those small things can make a really massive difference as well, because a lot of the stuff that you guys do too is connecting people when it comes to mental health conversations, connecting people with support networks and with helplines and things like that. That's been something we've talked about a lot, I think, in the pandemic, because it's, you know, mental health has really been a sort of very prevalent conversation at the moment. If people are involved in music, are they sort of eligible to be supported by Music Helps? Who can access this support?
Yeah, so what I mentioned just before, our main kind of driver is supporting other initiatives that are using music to support others. And then, not behind the scenes, but another arm of what we do is a well-being service for those in the music industry. And that's anyone in the music industry is eligible if you make a career or an income of some description from music. And that could be from radio or an artist or crew or anyone involved in the music spectrum is eligible for that support. So that's a well-being service that's administered by a third party that we put people in touch with, and it's free to use. It can be online, in person, on the phone, and it's completely anonymous.
It's awesome, the work that you guys do. And, I mean, it does require a bit of financial support. What's the deal with Music T-shirt Day tomorrow?
Well, yeah, so one of our fundraiser and hopefully like a fun thing to do that we've done for about 5 or 6 years now, I think, in May. Typically it's at the end of May, but we've moved it to the beginning, so it's the very first kind of event thing for Music Month.
I think it's exciting. It gets us in the headspace of what's going on this
month, I reckon.
So. Yeah,
although every person I speak to is like, oh, Music Month, it's come up real quick.
It's happened. I mean, I think there's something about May being ready already with us is quite alarming in general.
Yeah.
We're basically in winter, terrifying stuff. But
yeah, I agree.
Good way to celebrate this time of year, though, I feel.
It absolutely is. But yeah, the premise basically is wear a New Zealand Music T-shirt, and that could be one in your bottom drawer that you've had for 10 years, or it could be go buy one. You might be difficult to get something online quickly by tomorrow, but hey, try and find some merch. We've got heaps of links on our website.
Totally.
New Zealand Music T-shirt Day.org.nz. That's pretty thorough.
Pop into a record store, even, you know, if you've got time on your lunch break today. They've always got merch in there.
Absolutely.
A great way to do a triple support. Support an artist, support Music Month, support Music Helps, and also, you know, brick and mortar stores as well.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. I should have said that.
It's all right. It's a team effort. We're doing a team effort here. Yeah.
So wear a T-shirt. Basically, post a pic online, tag us in Music Helps, and then make a donation.
Fantastic.
So you can do a donation via that website, New Zealand Music T-shirt Day.org.nz, or you can text music to 2448, and that instantly makes a $3 donation to Music Helps.
Fantastic. I'd be keen to hear what people are going to be wearing tomorrow. You can text us on 53955. We've already had a few messages in. Someone's says they're going to be wearing their Vera Allen t-shirt. Feels appropriate considering her Tate Prize win this week. I love that t-shirt as well, so it's a good choice out there. Tell us what you're going to be wearing tomorrow. And Damien, thank you so much for coming in. Where can people find Music Helps again if it's something they want to check out?
Oh, go to our website, musichelps.org.nz. But there's also information on the T-Shirt Day website too.
Fantastic. Looking forward to seeing everybody's threads tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thanks so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.